Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 110 South 19th Street. We are outside of what is going to be a brand new Cook and Solo restaurant called Kfar. I'm here with Michael Solomonoff and Stephen Cook. And this is a restaurant that's opening
June 2019, baby.
Okay, so explain the concept of Kfar.
So Kfar is a bakery. It's an Israeli bakery and cafe. It's going to be a full-service restaurant, but we're going to be really crushing it with pastries and coffee in the morning. And if you've ever been to Israel, you know that nobody cares about carbohydrates, right? So we're going to have a lot of borekas, which are stuffed savory pastries that are probably the reason I cook professionally, and rogalach, which really actually tell the story of Eastern and Western pastry chefs sort of meeting in Israel. And we're going to have amazing salads, and we're going to have toastim, which are the Jerusalem bagels that we make in-house, stuffed with cheese and other things to make like little press sandwiches. And we're going to have an amazing, exciting menu at night with a liquor license and bar. Kfar means village in Hebrew. I started cooking in the village bakery in Kfar Saba in Israel, so this is sort of, meaningful to us on many levels.
It was called Village Bakery? The name of
Mafiat HaKfar, yeah, which means village bakery. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And heading this restaurant is the most perfect person, Camille Cogswell. Tell me about why you chose her and how she made the transition from Zahav to Kfar.
So Camille's been with us a couple years at Zahav, has really elevated the pastry program there. She's super talented. Last year she was the James Beard Foundation Rising Star Chef, which is a big deal. There's only one nationally, and she was the only...
We can't say that enough, right?
To have that right here in Philly, and she was the only person we thought of for the job. She's amazing. She's got amazing touch when it comes to these laminated doughs that are really complicated, and she nails it, and she brings her warmth and her hospitality to the center of the town.
So she's leaving Zahav to come and run this bakery?
She'll be here full time. She's still going to oversee the program at Zahav, but she's going to be here hands-on when we open.
I'm sure you have renderings, and describe the layout and how you expect it all to look.
So we're standing in front of this historic Art Deco building here on 19th Street, which has been preserved and restored, and the design inside is going to echo that Art Deco feel. We're going to be open all day, so we wanted to keep it light and bright. There's going to be marble, there's pinks and blues, really warm wood floors. There's a lot of counter seating. We wanted to keep it really casual so people could sort of feel like they could drop by literally any time. And it's going to be a really pretty space.
Anytime you open and a place like Rittenhouse or whatever, I always notice the sidewalks. This is a nice sidewalk area, so you'll have outdoor seating?
Yeah, in fact, we're not even going to be on the sidewalk. We have a off-street little nook that I think is going to be my favorite place in the city now, that is going to be private, dedicated outdoor dining.
And that's part of the new building, the Harper?
That's part of the Harper. So the Harper is this pearl, really beautiful 25-story high-rise apartment building. Our entrance is literally right next door to their lobby. You can get there from their lobby to the restaurant, or come in through the front door, or come in through our little garden cafe off the street.
So how did you come up with a collaboration with Pearl Properties?
This is actually our fourth project we've done with Pearl, and you don't hear a lot about Pearl, but when you talk about the restaurant renaissance that's been happening in the city since Mike and I started our careers here, Pearl is behind a lot of that, and they're a landlord that really actually cares about the fabric of the community and getting the right tenant into the right space, and not just about getting the rent. So they've really built something long-term here, and we have a great relationship with them, so it was a natural fit.
Did they reach out to you and say, hey, we have this project, we think you'd work in the space?
They did, yeah.
And so then you have to think about, okay, well, what are we going to put there?
We've had this concept in our back pocket for a long time. I mean, something we talk about all the time. And, sometimes you just have to wait for the right space to come along. And as soon as they showed us the space, we were like, this is Kfar.
So do you have a deck of cards and you're like, we got a bunch of concepts. What can we pull out?
I think that we do. And I mean, think for us, really sort of explaining dining in Israel, you have always this full deck of cards because it could be anything. And for me, I mean, we talk about the outdoor space. I just keep thinking about Café Afuch and borekas and tchina and pickles and stuff in the morning,
Israeli breakfasts are famous.
They are famous, and you know, it's just there's so many kinds of ways. It's the same thing as describing what American, like an American experience of dining is. It's like hundreds of things, and for us, being able to really have a bakery, but not have like a wholesale bakery and be like straight bakers is very important. You know, we want to provide an experience, and we've got an incredibly talented bench of people that we want to grow and develop.
Are you going to be offering your typical Israeli breakfast with the salads and the eggs?
Unclear. I mean, I think that as of right now, we're really, you know, we have the menu still to sort of dial in. As of right now, we're really focused on getting the pastries up to snuff.
All right. So what was it about this place that you thought you wanted to make into a bakery? Was it the staffing? Like, you're like, oh, we could take Camille and put her in here? Well, or was it like, this is just the right space for it?
I think time and place. I mean, I don't think we'd be able to open a bakery without Camille. And I think having somebody talented, as talented as she is, really sort of enables us to do that. In terms of the space, I mean, this is really a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner location. We're a block away from the park. We're sort of at the epicenter of Center City, Philadelphia. And it just makes a lot of sense.
What are you most looking forward to with Kfar?
I mean, I don't know, stuffing my face full of pastries every day and then feeling guilty about it afterwards, you know? No, I think it's going to be awesome. And I think that we, for a decade now, we've been really trying to explore and narrate what Israeli cuisine means to us. And this gives us another leg, another opportunity to do so.
So this is restaurant number...
I think this is like, I don't know about locations, this is our
seventh restaurant.
Unique concept.
Seventh concept? Locations. Seventh
restaurant. We have more than that locations-wise. I think we have 12 or 13.
Yeah, because we got a bunch of Federal Donuts and a couple Goldies and a couple D's and Goffs. So this is probably our 13th actual restaurant, but our seventh concept. It's like five too many on both, right?
How do you keep all the balls in the air?
It's just building a good team. We have great people, and we couldn't do this without them. And you can't grow if you don't have people who are, you know, ready, willing, and able to like step up and take their professional career to the next level and help the company grow at the same time. So it's all about the people.
What are you most excited about?
I just think there's like so many things that are part of Israeli cuisine that like Israelis know and eat and love that like are not, you know, not to say that they're not here in America, but people don't know them. And I think to introduce people to things that are so awesome that they've never had before, it's like to watch their expression when they eat it, that's kind of why we do this.
I mean, have you taken Camille to Israel? I know that you sometimes take your staff to Israel.
We're going on Monday along with three other of our chefs that have never been to Israel that are going to be opening future projects with us.
That's one heck of a tax-deductible educational tour.
Vacation. We're all going to come back with suntans, you know?
Congratulations, Michael Solomonoff and Stephen Cook on Kfar.
Thank you so much, Hadas. This is going to be awesome, and I know that you're super excited about this as well.
110 South 19th Street. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.